ABC Radio Australia.
A familiar figure is about to take charge of Fiji's national men's rugby league team, and with only less than 100 days to go before the 2026 World Cup. Currently an assistant coach with the Bulldogs in the NRL, Mick Potter led the Butsy to their most famous World Cup win over New Zealand back in 2017. In his own words, he describes himself as a more mature coach now, and he's keen to give it another shot. And Potter also sees a role for himself in bringing together the warring factions in Fiji rugby league, the FNRL and the Kaiwiti Silktails. But first priority is the World Cup, and he's already been busy even before he signed on the dotted line.
I've been taking an interest in the last few months just because it's been sort of bubbling away. So just without any hands-on, I've actually been having a look at a few of the players that are running around, and we're probably as strong as we were 10 years ago, maybe a little bit stronger with our playing roster as far as candidates that are eligible for the Fiji Bardi team.
Would you anticipate that the bulk, if not all, of the squad will come from the NRL, or could you see yourself drafting players in from the domestic game in Fiji?
Possibly Super League. Mike Asivo, I think, has been going exceptional over there with Leeds, and there might be a couple of others over there that might be under consideration. But yeah, I would imagine the bulk would be from the NRL.
It's fair to say, though, I think that in the last couple of years, the Fijian team has had a bit of a bumpy ride. I mean, they've had some notable victories, but they've also had some unwanted defeats. Do you feel that the side has more potential than perhaps it's been demonstrating in recent times?
There's probably circumstances around that, and I think some of their key players have been missing in those performances that they thought they should have done a little bit better, and that's primary to your team success, is having your best players available when the big tournaments are on. And right at the moment, I think we're coming into that phase where the World Cup's on and just about everyone is available right at the moment. So that's a good position, and I don't think that's been happening over the last couple of years. I think a couple of guys have had surgeries, a couple of guys have had niggly injuries and they needed the rest. So there's circumstances in behind, you know, some of the performances, and I think all the players, when they play for the Bardi, they do give their best they possibly can.
You're now going to be working for the FNRL as head coach of the Bardi, but in your role at the Bulldogs, I'm presuming you have a connection with the Silktails because they have an agreement with that club, as I understand it, and players have gone into the Bulldogs on trial basis and the like. I mean, does that make you a bit picky in the middle?
It's good to have relationships with clubs, and just working with the FNRL, I think, you know, just having that pathway, I think perhaps having that relationship does make it a little bit easier for players to assimilate into a new club. But I think, you know, I'll be pretty holistic in my view on, you know, how players are coming through with the pathways and make sure that there's quite a spread. And yeah, just once they get to a certain level, they want to do what they want to do, and that'll be solely up to the individual how they progress.
Do you think there might be a role for you to play in bringing the two sides together, the FNRL and the Silktails? Because they don't get on. They don't seem to like each other very much. And I would have thought that's not for the good of the game in Fiji.
I think that's true. And I'd like to think that I could mend whatever issues there are there, because we want a smooth pathway into the NRL. The more Fiji players we get through to the NRL, whether it's Silktails or the lower grades at other NRL clubs, the more players we get through, the better it is. We want that to happen. And for the bulk of it, I think that's probably the most logical thing, to bring them through the Silktails.
So could it be, therefore, that your focus, obviously, over the next 100 days or so will be on the build-up to the World Cup and the tournament itself, but thereafter, you might become the peacemaker?
We're all working for the one goal, to make Fiji Rugby League better in the local competition as well as in the junior competition as well as in the Fiji Bardi. And the only way to do that is to work together.
And as far as the World Cup is concerned, it's pretty hard to look past 2017 and that remarkable game against New Zealand that Fiji won without actually scoring a try. Neither side scored a try. It was decided on goals 4-2, but it got Fiji into the semi-final that year. Is that the benchmark?
Probably over the last few years, it is for where we are. And there's a couple of guys that are still playing who'll be in the World Cup team this year. And with the squad we're putting together, we just don't want to leave it at being happy with just getting in a semi-final. We're going in the competition to try and win it. Whether we can or not, that's another thing. But certainly that's our goal, to do our best. We've got certainly a lot of talented players, a lot of hard-working players that will give it a big shake.
And that's Mick Potter taking on the role of Fiji Butsy head coach for the second time with the World Cup on the horizon. And Mick was talking to Richard Ewart.